Good evening, everyone, and Shana Tova. Last week, I was speaking with the parents of our Gan Aliyah students, our little ones, our preschoolers. And it was actually very heartwarming to see these young, earnest parents of 2 and 3 and 4 year olds as they were about to embark on a year of preschool for their kids. So I called out to them, Shana Tova. Happy New Year. And as I said that, it occurred to me that those words actually meant more than I may have intended. Let me explain. Shana Tova means good year, have a good year. The reason is that the word Shana means year, and the word Tova means good. So it's simple. When you wish someone Shana Tova, you're expressing the hope that this period of time that we call the year to come will be a good one. It'll be one that's filled with joy and happiness, a year of good health and prosperity, a year of peace and serenity. But actually, the greeting means more than that, or it can mean more than that, because there are other echoes in the Hebrew word shana. In Hebrew, words are usually made up of 2 or 3 root letters. In the case of Shana, the root consists of the 3 letters Shin, Nun, and He, or Yud. Using different vowels, these root letters can form other words that have other meanings, some of which I'm sure are familiar to us. For example, the word Shoneh means to be different, as in the quotation from the book of Esther, Datehem shonot. The practices of the Jews are shonot. They're different from those of other people. And the verb lishanot means to change, as in the passage from the prophet Malachi, Ani Adonai lo shaniti. I am God, I do not change. And of course, we're all familiar with the verb lehishtanot, which also means to be different. As in the famous question, Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelot. So it occurred to me, when we say Shana Tova, we could mean simply, have a good year, but we could also be saying, have a good change. Have a good change. Now, what would that mean? After all, this is the season of change. It's the time of year when the temperature changes and we move from summer to fall, sometimes in the space of one day, it seems. It's also the time when our tradition invites us to undergo internal change. We're called to look into ourselves, to take stock, and to ask ourselves, what needs changing within us? We're supposed to ask ourselves, how have we been behaving seriously and honestly in the past year? What needs tweaking? Or possibly what needs even more attention than tweaking? What needs renovating? What needs to be overhauled? Some of us may be contemplating a new job or even going back to school to pursue a different career. Others of us may be thinking about selling a business or investing in a new venture. Some of us may be thinking about getting married. Others about getting divorced. These kinds of life changes represent profound changes. And this is not a bad time to be contemplating them. But there are other changes that, though they may seem less dramatic, they're just as significant. Changes that all of us can and should be contemplating, even if we have no plans to change our job or our marital status. Perhaps we are quick-tempered, as we say, and we might contemplate how to slow down certain emotional reflexes. Perhaps we don't always tell the truth, and with a little thought and intentionality, we could learn to do something about that. Perhaps, on occasion, we hurt the feelings of those around us, maybe even especially those whom we love. And yet, we are obstinate and slow to apologize. I am certain that every single one of us here this evening has some quality or characteristic that could use some attention, that could use some change. There's a Hebrew word that we use to describe our personal qualities. The word is midah, or midot in the plural. And midah is a personal quality. By the way, the word also means measure, which is a good association, because it's true that we judge people, we measure people, others as well as ourselves, by our midot, our qualities. All of us have midot tovot, good qualities, but all of us have midot lo kol kach tovot, not such good qualities. Qualities that really demand a little attention. By the way, for those of us who may wish to take advantage of these days of change to judge others and to measure their qualities rather than our own, we might contemplate a famous rabbinic saying, "Bemidah shadam moded ba, modedim lo." One is measured by the same measure that we use to measure others. In other words, this is the season to look at ourselves and not others. Working on midot is our responsibility during these 10 days of repentance that begin this evening. Now, sure, in the Jewish tradition, we're supposed to have started that process a month ago, at the beginning of the Hebrew month of Elul. But it's not too late to start now. Indeed, as we learn when we study midot in the Jewish tradition, it is never too late. These days are set aside to give us time to reflect on how we'd like to interact with the world, as opposed to how we actually do interact with the world. And so this is supposed to be a season of internal as well as external change. Now, that can seem unlikely or implausible. It can seem artificial, doesn't it, to say, I'm going to change during the next few weeks. It's easy to imagine that this is just a pipe dream, to imagine that a few days of going to synagogue and a few more days of contemplation, followed by a fast day, can achieve real change. It's hard to imagine because, well, change is hard. It's really hard. And the older we get, the harder it seems to be. That's why I smiled when I wished those preschool parents a Shana Tova. For kids, change so much in a year at that age. Think how much learning and growth, think how much language acquisition, growth and understanding and self-control and insight is possible when a child grows from the age of 2 to the age of 3. Think how much growth in midot, in personal characteristics, those kids may and hopefully will experience during the coming year. And so I urge those parents to take their cue from their own children and realize that though they, the parents, are older, they too can change. They may not be able to make as much progress as their kids, but they can still change. And that is my message to all of us this evening. As we prepare to spend much time in shul together, let's not simply think of this as a ritual that we go through every year, a ritual that fundamentally leaves us unchanged. Observing the Jewish holidays should never be a same old exercise. It should be, and ideally is, a time for us to reflect on our personal qualities and resolve to behave differently in the coming year than we did in the past year. By the way, that does not happen automatically, and it is not easy. It may be necessary for us to get help, and I'm all in favor of that, by the way. Counseling or coaching can be very helpful to get us on the right track toward achieving our personal behavioral goals in the coming year, toward helping our behavior match our highest intentions. So let me conclude by being explicit. Let me wish everyone here a Shana Tova in the fullest sense of those words. I hope that the coming year will be a blessed one for all of us. I hope we'll be blessed with good health, with vitality, that we'll experience a year of prosperity and peace. I hope that our year will be one in which others will support us and in which we'll support others in turn. a year in which we'll not only be fulfilled personally, but also within the context of our families and communities. I also hope that the coming year will be one that will not leave us unchanged. I hope that it'll be one in which we'll behave even better than we did last year. A year in which we'll examine our midot, our personal qualities, and make some changes in them. I hope it'll be a year in which it'll be easier for people to live with us than it has been in the past year. A year at the end of which not only we, but our loved ones and friends and co-workers and colleagues will say to us honestly and with joy, "Wow, this was really a year of change, of good change." Shana Tova.